My brothers and sisters, today we celebrate the special place of Mary in the church. First, Mary was chosen to be the mother of Jesus, the Son of God. Or, as she was later on defined as Theotokos, bearer of God. We celebrate her uniqueness. We celebrate something that God did in her life that didn't happen to anybody else. In terms of this woman chosen to be this mother of God. There's no other woman, there's no other man except Mary that had that privilege. Today the church celebrates the assumption of Mary that after her life on earth, she was taken body and soul to heaven. Mary taken to heaven. We're not going to go into the details of how that happened or how, whether in a, like a rocket or whether the body just floated up there and all that. But the whole concept was that Mary was the first to enjoy the beatific vision, to be close to her son. He is already at the right hand of the Father. As the Catechism says, that Mary is the blessed, is the first to submit to God and takes her precedence over everyone. And in that is in heaven with God, with the Son and the angels. But we also have to understand that Mary remains a human person. And when we revere or honor Mary, we're not doing it that Mary is now equal to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. As some people think we do, that's not what we do. Rather, we honor Mary, this human person who lived her life like us, the way we are living today, but with such exemplary ways. She is our model of how to be faithful. In fact, the Catechism of the Catholic Church says that she is the model of faith and charity. So she's a model. We are looking up to her, looking up to her example, looking up to her love, looking up to her kindness. Everything about Mary, every Christian, man, woman, her exemplary lifestyle is what the church is setting before us today. You know, let's take an example, the gospel that we just listened to. The angel had just told Elizabeth that she would be pregnant, right? In her old age, about 90-something years, she got pregnant, okay? And then later on, 6 months later, angel then goes to Mary to tell Mary that something, that you are going to be pregnant. You're going to be the mother of God, the Son of God. And so this is going to happen. Mary then says, oh, but how can this happen? When I have not known any man and all that, how can it happen? And then she said, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit can do anything. The Holy Spirit can change anything. Through the Holy Spirit we are created and we are kept in being. The Holy Spirit is powerful, can do anything. So just believe. And Mary believed. She acquiesced and said, let it be done to me according to thy word. Immediately, in her model of humility, immediately, Mary leaves her house and goes in haste in that hilly country to go and take care of her cousin that was pregnant 6 months earlier. Now, you would have thought that this woman, being the mother of God, she would have said, she's the one to come to me. I'm not going to go to her. She's nobody. I'm somebody, right? If it's just you or me, that's what I would think. You're going to say, you the one to come to me because I am the boss. I'm the real deal. You come to me. No. But Mary did not think that way. Instead, just, you know how you say that acorn does not fall far from the tree, right? Like mother, like son. Remember that Jesus, we were told, tells us that the Son of Man came to serve and not to be served. He learned that from the mother. Because Mary did not wait to be served, but instead she went to serve. And that's why when she got to the house, Elizabeth said to Mary, filled with the Holy Spirit, how is it that the mother of my Lord should come to me? I am the one who should come to you. You don't have any reason to be the one to come to me. I'm so simple. You are great. You have been elevated. You are the mother of God. Elizabeth said, how can the mother of my Lord come to me? But I'm sure, like Jesus, Mary said, don't mind, cousin. Let us fulfill our righteousness. Okay? Don't worry. And she stayed there for 3 months, and then left. That is an example of humility and love and service. And Elizabeth, remember again, utter some words. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Which forms part of the Hail Mary that we pray that some people don't understand. They say we are worshiping Mary. We're not saying anything different from what the scriptures say. The angel said, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. And Elizabeth said, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. And the only thing we add is, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Help us, we are helpless, we are worthy, we are sinners. You are the only one who is very close to the heart of God. You are the only one who is holy, full of grace, plenitude of grace. We ask you, Mary, we are your children. Just pray for us. That's all we do. And then some people come with this lame argument. In Luke chapter 11, verse 27 through 28, Jesus was speaking. And then a woman from the crowd called out and said to him, blessed is the womb that carried you and the breast at which you nursed. He replied, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it. And so some people say, if Jesus had this prominent place from his mother, why would he say a thing like this? Why not say, hey folks, this is my mother. Hey. Okay. But listen to what Jesus said. Rather blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it. What Jesus did there was to expand the kingship to his kingdom. Expand the number of people who belong to him, including his mother. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Mary was the first to hear the word of God, and she kept the word of God. In the scriptures, everything that happened, Mary pondered over it. Mary did what God asked her to do. When the angel said, you're going to do this, she said, let it be done to me according to thy word. There was never a day Mary cursed God for taking her only son. There was never a day Mary was so mad at God for doing what God did by letting the only son suffer. Rather, Mary followed the way God wanted it to be. That is what that means. God, Mary sang a song. It's not a song of pride. The Magnificat that we pray. It didn't say, my soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior from this generation, all will call me blessed. She didn't do that because she was trying to say how great she was and all that. But it also acknowledging what God did in her life. A simple woman from Nazareth, which Nathaniel said, can anything good come from Nazareth? But God chose a simple woman from a simple town, a place that nobody even knows. But he chose that woman from that town. Jesus came from Nazareth. The same thing God does in our lives. We may think that we are small, or we don't know where we come from, or we don't know. God chooses people, and he empowers them. He uses even the weak. Anybody. That's the miracle. That's what God did in the life of Mary, and that's what God does with each and every one of us. So do not say, oh, where he comes or where I come from. God uses everyone because he loves us, whether we are from the big country or from the small country. Amen. Let us stand.